I'm not sure the pictures do justice to the thoughts going through the minds of the Jaguars after they let one get away in Indianapolis, losing 16-13 in overtime. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And the young kicker missed a field goal at the end of regulation from 53 yards and then missed an opportunity from 48 yards in overtime. And the Jaguars lost a heartbreaker.
You know, at the end, if you make one of those field goals, we're in the locker room talking about tremendous effort, competitiveness, getting turnovers, sudden change, scoring off a sudden change. We're talking about all these things that led to that. And they're still there. And that's what I told the team. Those points are still there, but we're not quite there yet.
You know, I didn't do my part today. You know, I can always, I guess, fall back on, you know, how I didn't have a great, you know, first game of the season. You know, I came back next week and, you know, did my part. So, you know, I'm just going to get back to work this week on practice field.
But it's not all on the kicker. The offense had a season-high 431 yards. They moved the ball on the ground. They moved the ball through the air. They converted on third down. But they missed an early opportunity in the red zone, and that became the theme for their day.
Talk about a tale of two halves. You know, we want to be able to carry the momentum and the things we did well in the first half into the second half, and then, you know, it's a time at halftime to be able to sit down and make corrections and fix what you didn't do well. So we got to be able to put two halves together, and I think we got to be able to finish. You know, Gus talks about starting fast and finishing faster. I think we've done a good job of starting fast, but we definitely got to be able to finish.
A few game notes to share with you. Alan Hurns had a career-high 11 catches as part of an 11-catch, 116-yard, one-touchdown day. And T.J. Yeldon, the rookie running back from Alabama, put up 105 yards, including a 36-yard run in overtime for his first 100-yard game. Some injuries for the Jaguars today. Paul Posluszny was out of the game with a lower leg injury. Aaron Colvin and James Sample left with shoulder injuries. Jaguars fall 16-13 in a game that they will be talking about all week long as a missed opportunity. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.